Every day is full of challenges and opportunities. Meet each one with newfound knowledge. We're driving in with Pastor Jeff.
I've been talking about Jonah and the bad choice he made to try and run away from God's will. But later on in his story, Jonah lets us in on why he thought he could get away with it. Chapter 4, it says that Jonah knew that God was gracious and a forgiving God. And that's true, but that doesn't mean when it comes to God's will, he's going to let you off the hook. Sorry for that pun. You know what I mean. God knows something about us. If we get away with something once, then it becomes easier the next time. Someone gets drunk. They drive home and they arrive safely. Then it's easier to get drunk and drive again until finally somebody gets hurt or even killed. As a believer, I'm saved from the power of sin and even the punishment of sin, but I'm not saved from the penalty of sin. Sin always has a payoff. When I make bad choices, there's always consequences to my bad choices and my sin. Several thoughts about bad choices today. First, bad choices have a process. God told Jonah, arise. The literal translation is up. Jonah goes down. Down to the dock, down to the boat, down to the bottom of the boat. Then he lays down. Second, bad choices have a precept. And the precept is, if you're looking for a way out, you can always find it. You can come up with any excuse to satisfy yourself that your bad choices are okay. And by the way, Satan will accommodate you. Anytime you want to get away from God's will, he'll make sure there's a ticket and a boat waiting for you. Thirdly, bad choices don't just hurt you. We know that the storm that came up was meant for Jonah, but the other sailors on the ship were in danger as well. One more thing. Even in the depths of our bad choices, God is still there, even when we get swallowed up by those choices. Just a thought while you're driving in.
Driving In with Pastor Jeff is a ministry of Aaron Lake Baptist Church, where Dr. Jeff Eisenhower is the senior pastor. Join them for one of two Sunday morning worship experiences on their campus in Fayetteville. Get the details at b3church.org and join us each weekday morning as we're driving in with Pastor Jeff.